1945. He was just a teenage schoolboy when his papa up and died. So at 18 joined the army, served America with pride. 3 years down the road he took my mama for his bride. Raised me and my three brothers and couldn't save a dime. Strangers to the high life and well acquainted with hard times. I guess love was all we needed, cause we never really felt like we were poor. And I ain't afraid to say it, they don't make them like my daddy anymore. Only a high school education, but in the Bible he was versed. No professor in the classroom, but a deacon in the church. Loved Jesus Sunday morning and his bluegrass Friday night. And made sense to play the upright, that's the way he lived his life. Though he rarely said I love you, I could feel it loud and clear. Every time he hugged me tightly, his eyes would fill with tears. Even after he was in makeup, he only saw the little girl that he adored. There's one thing for certain, they don't make them like my daddy anymore. My heart with music, he's the reason that I sing. From the time that I was 4 years old, the reason that I dreamed of playing on the Opry, him standing by my side. Thank God it really happened a few years before he died. I'm sure when he crossed over Jordan, stood at the pearly gates, the only time he'd been more nervous on that grand old stage. Like I said, this feels familiar. I played the Opry with my baby girl before. St. Peter probably chuckled, we don't make them like her daddy anymore. Well, there ain't no doubt about it, they don't make them like my daddy. Daddy.
Welcome to the show, Alicia.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
That's great. Well, you've got a great album out now called The Old Side of Town. There's already been a single release from it, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But you've been away from the scene for a few years.
Yes, I have. About 11 years, I guess. I went home to Louisiana in 2009, shortly after releasing the Hillbilly Goddess record, and felt like I needed to go home and spend more time with my kids, raising them, and not sure if I was going to make it back to the music scene or not, but here I am. I'm happy to be back and very pleased with my newest country record, The Old Side of Town. So I'm very thankful for the response that I'm getting for it.
Being away from it for, well, I think it was 10, 11 years, as you said, is it very different, the music scene, the business side of it?
Yes, it is. Of course, you know, it's kind of hard to tell right now with the pandemic going on, you know, exactly how things are going to look in 2021. But certainly this year has been different for all of us. But it's definitely different in the sense of digital, you know, platforms being the main tool that everybody is going to, you know, to get their music. And So it's harder to sell product these days, most definitely. But it's, you know, it's still, we're not out here for the profit of it, you know, or to make money. You know, it's basically just doing what we love. So
we kicked off the program with They Don't Make Them Like My Daddy Anymore, which is the current single, which is doing very well in the top 10 in the European top 40.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with that. I think the last chart that I saw, it was at number 9. So thank you to the UK for that. I appreciate it.
We love the music. You've got a great sound. And this time round, because before you were on Rounder Records and it was very, very bluegrass, this time it's got a bluegrass tinge, but it's got a nice traditional country feel. And your voice is just like an angel on it. It's just wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Last week, we actually played the brand new single, Way Too Young for Wings, which is the country release, not the Texas release, which we will play,
right.
we'll feature in this interview as well. So we'll talk about that. So why did you release sort of two singles?
Two singles at the same time. I guess because, you know, Texas is pretty much its own planet. You know, they really are with their music, and I figured that, you know, both worlds really wouldn't cross, you know, or it wouldn't be like splitting my audience, because they are like a whole different audience down there in Texas. So, I just decided to give it a shot and see what happened.
Well, let's play the Texas one now, and that's Tell Fort Worth I Said Hello. Did you write this?
Yes, I wrote this with Larry Cordell and Kevin Denny.
Okay, let's play it now.
Thank you.
Star State. I've got some real good memories of that place. I left a real fine cowboy there when I rode away. So please do me a favor when you get back.
That's my special guest, Alicia Nugent, with Tell Fort Worth I Said Hello, which has been released to Texas radio, but here in the UK we'll play it as well, because we'll play what we want. That's,
what you want to play. Awesome.
That's it.
I love that.
That's great. And you've got some great pickers on this. I mean, you've got Paul Franklin on steel.
Yes, Paul on steel, and Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Brent Mason on electric. Jimmy Lee Sloas on bass, Tommy Harden on drums, Gary Prim on keys, and Bobby Terry on acoustic. I couldn't be more pleased with the way this record turned out, and just to be able to work with this caliber of musicians. You know, they're the best as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they're the A-team, that's for sure.
They are the A-team.
Have you done any online performances at all? That seems to be a thing that a lot of artists are tending to do to get to their fans.
I haven't done very many. Actually, I've got one scheduled that I'm having a release party for the record on November 13th at the Station Inn, the world-famous Station Inn, and I will be live-streaming that show on November 13th, so be sure to tune in to that.
Oh, we will.
It's kind of hard to plan for next year at this point, and, you know, right now we're hoping, you know, like for my show at the Station Inn, November 13th, you know, we don't even know at this point, you know, what the capacity limit is going to be, you know, for the show that night. Like right now we're at 30%, you know, allowed in the building, but we're hoping to have up to 60%, you know, by that time. But certainly if the numbers go up with the coronavirus, then that will all change. But it's definitely kind of hard for us to plan out tours and book venues and things like that for next year. But I'm staying positive and hoping that, you know, in January they'll kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know, and hopefully at that point we can start planning a few things. I don't think that it's going to be back to normal, but if we can work a few shows, you know, we'll be happy.
We're going to go out with Way Too Young for Wings, which is the new single, but pick another song for now to play from the album that you like, and give me a reason for the song.
Oh goodness, I guess I would have to choose Too Bad You're No Good. Too Bad You're No Good is just a fun, this is actually not one that I wrote. I wrote 5 out of the 9 that's on the project, but it's a fun, upbeat song. You know, kind of get your toes tapping and get you in the mood to dance a little bit. And we all certainly need something to pick up our moods and put a little kick in our step, you know, these days. So okay. I really like that one a lot.
All right, here it is.
Too bad you're no good. but the hardest thing to comprehend, if I had to do over, I'd do it again. Call the preacher, call the police, with a man like you, it's famine or feast. You make me love you so bad, you make me love you so bad, you make me love you so bad. Too bad you're no good.
Special guest, Alicia Nugent. Alicia, it's been great talking to you, and look forward to meeting up with you some point, but we'll go out we'll go out the single and we'll let you announce it.
Well, great. Thank you so much, and I do hope to get over to the UK when everything clears up, you know, enough for us to be able to tour like that again, and hopefully we'll meet somewhere down the road. Thanks so much for having me.
That's good, and I'll let you announce the single.
Way Too Young for Wings. It's a song that I co-wrote about the loss of love from my daughter, who lost her high school sweetheart, was killed in a car accident at the age of 21.
Oh dear.
And so, yes, that's the reason behind this song. So I hope you like it. It's called Way Too Young for Wings.
Thank you so much.
Never thought I'd see you here before me. You're a sight for the sore eyes to behold. I wish that I could take your place this morning. This ain't the way that life's supposed to go. Wait. I'll never understand, like why today is our last day together. It's the last time I'll ever hold your hand.
Way too young for wings. You
dream.